Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. We are now in season four with over 1,300 videos, which are viewed and heard around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted and privileged to welcome a member of the Entrepreneur Organization, a celebrated entrepreneur and coach, Mr. Maxime Muliady. Maxime, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Ashutosh. It's an honor to have me here. It's a surprise also.
Thank you. Thank you. So Maxime is a circularity and entrepreneur and business coach. He's the co-founder and owner of Pelangi Water. And as I just mentioned, he is a member of the Entrepreneurs Organization, or EO. So, Maxime, let me start by asking you, after such a successful business profile, building a successful beverage business, what was your motivation to become a coach?
So, the motivation was simply because out of my tenure doing the business, I think compared to you, it's very short. Mm-hmm. Yep. Compared to you, it's very short. So I enjoyed the part where I facilitated, I acquire knowledge, and then I facilitate the knowledge implementation in the company. So those things are the things that I enjoy. And I also find that if I were to hire a coach with the same price, mm-hmm. I can get certified. So I just basically wanted to live my passion, and hence I make the decision, why not just, I'll experiment with, I'll step down as a CEO, settle things in my company, and then let's start building the coaching and how it goes out, you know. So the journey was like, it was like slightly before pandemic, I make that decision. Then pandemic happened, yeah.
Wonderful. And, you know, you have positioned yourself by defining brand of a leader. Help me understand what you mean.
Brand of a leader. So I, brand of a leader was a term coined by my friend Marina, which I believe you have interviewed yeah. her. Mm-hmm. So that the brand of a leader, that is for me, when I see myself being a story brand guide mm-hmm. also. So I see a leader role as a guide. So whether my customer or is it going to be my team, they are the hero. Mm-hmm. So the brand of a leader is basically like the branding of Gandalf or the branding of a Yoda. So that's the way I simply put it in a pop culture way.
I am. So let's now move to your role as an entrepreneur and business coach. You call yourself a circularity entrepreneur. What does this mean? Yes. And help me understand with some examples.
Yeah. So the revelation, this transformation or the shifting in the mindset came when I first have my first daughter, which is 2019. Mm-hmm. I just finished a meditation retreat. Somehow I was meditating in my room. And I thought to myself, you know, if 50 years down the road pass along, will my daughter get to see the same blue sky? Mm-hmm. Will get to see, to breathe as good quality of oxygen? Mm-hmm. Apparently, I mean, looking at the trend, the temperature of the world keep on rising, and then like the renewable energy, yeah, I mean, they have a lot of massive initiative, yeah. but you know, the fossil fuel is still there. So there's a concern, and of course, it was even more concerning when I start seeing ice rain in Indonesia. This is two-season country, ice rain. Mm-hmm. And if you see any apocalyptic-related movie, like 2012, mm-hmm. it all yeah. started with ice rain. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
So that, you know, that pursue, I mean, that gives me this revelation that when I do business, it cannot just be, you know, for profit alone. Mm. It has, I mean, I think this from a Balinese philosophy. Mm. They call it the Trihita Karana, mm-hmm. means harmony with God, mm-hmm. people, and nature. So I take that into part of my personal purpose, and that's if I want to build a company out of that soul expression. That is the kind of company that I want to build. Company that's harmony with God, people, and nature. So of course, in a more like a ESG language, that will be the people, profit, and planet, which is already there's a governing framework. So the word circularity is both it's ancient and yet futuristic, because there is a singularity. You know, there's a certain group of people who believe that one day everything's gonna converge into a singularity with all the exponential technology. But also circular, although circular economy is like quite recent, but the circular motion, I practice Qigong. So it's part of it. It's like, circular motion. You can find circle everywhere. So it relates with the notion of soul expansion. So it's like, if I were to start my soul journey, I know this much about myself.
Correct.
As I expand my awareness in a circular motion, I have a bigger awareness, which is to my surrounding, to the planet, and all that. So hence, this is the idea or the philosophy behind circularity.
Fantastic. And, you have been an entrepreneur, built a successful business. How has your background supported your coaching philosophy, your style, and your values?
Yeah, so I'm the first born in my family. So I have two younger brothers. After I graduated from university, it's something that my father don't agree that I should work somewhere else immediately jump.
Okay.
And both my mom and dad are from family of entrepreneurs. So I guess entrepreneurs is in the blood. And although my dad do business his own way, I'm doing business my own way. So I guess it's discovery as the entrepreneur. So that is the background. I think because seeing my father always work hard, and knowing his thing, so me and him have a different way of learning. My mom become more like a supporting role. She don't follow her dad to start to become entrepreneur. But just looking at my dad alone, the essence of really working hard, and he always say, that everything I do is for the children, is for you guys, So there is also a nuance about legacy being left behind. That's why he acquire asset, and then how he as much as or he know about how asset management is, although maybe it's totally different from how a professional asset management say or way of doing. At least the legacy thinking is not just having a business, running a business, but it's something for the future generation. And it's also a family building at the same time. And it's not just the family members working, but it's also how I see in my dad, how he make he have like for decades, although performance might be questionable, but at least that admirable loyalty is something rare, especially if look at millennial.
No, very well said. Very well said.
Yeah.
My next question to you, Maxim, is about you calling yourself Mr. Pink, and you're wearing a shirt. And just behind you have blooming a pink earth, prosperous, inspirational, nurturing, and kind. So tell me, what got you started as Mr. Pink, and these four words that you have for the word pink?
Yeah. So again, it started with my mineral water brand. It was not a common practice to have a pink color. So actually, it just started with that pink. My mineral water, I'm the mineral water guy. It's a regional thing. It's the color is pink. So slowly after I got that transcendence moment in 2019, I don't want pink just a color. I want to put a meaning into beyond just this color. So what would it be? and how does it relate with what I'm doing and what is my sole agenda with this? So it become like a mission, you know. So if my purpose was to seize every moment of now, to embrace and to become the infinite, abundant, magnificent soul that I am, means that I am stands for infinite, abundant, magnificent. Okay. So how am I going to do that? I'm going to do three things. I'm going to prosper, inspire, and nurturing kindness. So being is the manifestation of the color. The prosper, inspire, and nurturing kindness is the action to do it. And what is the vision? Is basically a world of inspirational unity. So I see a world where, you know, we are so divided, you know, be it of religion, politics, and a lot of other factors, we are so divided. But I want to believe that, you know, the world can be united for a cause. We have the common winter is coming, which is one is the global warming, and coming from a country whose philosophical statement was Bhinneka Tunggal Ika, means unity in diversity. So it's like, maybe it's just me being Indonesian and being adopting the Indonesian philosophy of things. So this is where it comes all about, and how I want to manifest my soul in this lifetime. Just as you are doing.
How do you bring these values in your coaching that you work with different people?
Yeah. So I do three things. Again, start with the infinite, right? The word infinite. How do I feel the tangibility of infinite potential? So I'm a Gallup certified strength coach. So that's where the strength based approach into human development comes in, because we are in a world where we focus a lot on weakness. Where, you know, I used to be very bad at maths and quite good at art, but my parents don't send me to art school. They send me to, you know, SMART. And the world operates in a way that we are kind of forced to be a well-rounded, not to be exceptional star. So that is the infinite potential, which relate to maybe inspire, right? And be kind to yourself. Don't have to beat yourself up just because you cannot do, or maybe you find it's not your natural way of thinking, feeling, or behaving. And then the second is the prosper. So prosper came from, it related to the word abundance, right? Creating abundance. And it's not just by individual. If infinite, we're talking about individual, the leadership and the leadership team. Abundance, we're talking about how do we create the abundance with the business process, with the scaling up methodology, or maybe with the business made simple methodology, because these are the proven methodology and it's international. So it's not just for Indonesia, it can go around the world, and it is a common language. So, and then nurturing kindness, you know, kindness is not only in deed, but also in words, right? So sometimes no matter how good we do, if we are not communicating the way we want to communicate, people will make their own perception and make their own judgment. So that's why I signed up to become a story brand guide, right? Because one of my talent is communication in according to Queen Strength. So I like to think out loud. So I believe that I'm also coaching people not only tapping their infinite potential with their strength, creating abundance together through the business processes. I work with entrepreneurs. And lastly is, most importantly, to communicate your magnificent soul that you are, and collectively with the company. So this is the three pillar of I am, right? The infinite, abundant, magnificent.
How wonderful. My next question to you is that, you know, you must be working with people from different cultures. I've often seen that even when I work as a coach, culture seems to have an impact. You know, some cultures accept coaching easily, some cultures don't. And yet in the old days, and you're from a business family, mentoring and coaching was done by a family elder.
Yes.
What has changed that people are now willing to pay for professional coaching?
So again, It relates to my positioning as the guide.
Correct.
So usually during the conversation, I see them as the hero. I ask them. So basically, I don't ask in this simple manner, but basically my question is leading to this, me answering this question. What is their heroic journey? What hero journey are they on? Are they on scaling their business to, you know, from 1 million to 10 million US dollar? Are they on a journey finding a balance between, you know, managing the business and managing the, have more freedom of time with the family? So having this conversation and just to nail to their problem, and if usually through this conversation I hit it right, they will resonate. Oh yeah, that is what I need. So the tools will be just a matching mirror. Okay, so yeah, I have this problem, and you tell me when I show these tools, yeah, that's where I want to go. Then can you be my guide? So it's like asking Yoda, hey, I want to master the Force. Can you teach me the way of the Force? Or I want to take the ring to Mordor. So can you show me the way? Yeah. So that's how
very interesting.
It kind of
okay.
Works.
So my next question to you is about coaching the young leaders, the millennials. You're probably an older millennial yourself.
Yes. Yes, I am.
So my question to you is that what is the difference between coaching a senior older leader and a millennial leader?
Yeah. So coaching a elder millennial or colonial,
okay.
Some people. Yeah. So I mean, because they are very experienced. I mean, like these people are probably more experienced. They see and eat more salt that I drink water in throughout my life. So there is again, it's like the EO value of trust and respect. So I, again, my positioning doesn't change. It's always be the guide. And it's a process with that more respectful tone, I guess, especially for older people with highly experienced. I mean, my team are like, they are like in their 40s, 50s as well. My leadership team in the mineral water, right? So I get to experience that and really treating them with, or speaking to them with respect and dignity, not as if like, okay, I know this knowledge, so you have to follow me. So having that dynamic dance and having that conversation to extract the nuggets of wisdom of their experience, that will be the amazing experience, and co-creating something from there that can directly impact the business, that produce you know, a fruitful or solve a problem in the company. So that's usually with the older people, whereas millennials, sometimes, you know, they also can be like that also, right? So usually it start with that hero journey. What's the problem? But maybe in more, I adjust to the level of their competency or their experience. So sometimes I can be more of a mentor to them rather than a coach when they need more knowledge, or if let's say they have experience and they have this problem they identify. Maybe I do not know the industry. So again, it's similar to the older millennial, right? So treating them with, I will say, beside trust and respect, will be treating them with love consistently throughout, right? Right. And the bottom line is to co-create something together that will impact their business.
Yeah. Wonderful. And my last question to you, and this is for the many, many people who will listen to our conversation. What would your advice be, given that you are an entrepreneur and a coach, to a young person starting off on her or his journey in the corporate world or as an entrepreneur?
Yeah. So it's, I will just call it the ABC.
Yeah.
Whether you are an employee or entrepreneur, so you are a homemaker, is ABC stands for always be creating value, whatever that is. Since we are no longer in the 20th century where, you know, performance matter, hype, gone are the days like high performance team or high performance, better, cheaper. It can be still important part of it, but the essence is always be creating value based on your strength, based on your talent, your natural way of thinking, feeling, or behaving. So it is easier to create value that way. And it's one thing to create value as individual. It's another thing to work together with many others to collaboratively create value that, you know, make the world a better place. So maybe if entrepreneur, right, of course you master resources to make things happen, but maybe a homemaker creating value is just nurturing children with love and being patient.
Very interesting. And on that note, Maxim, always be creating value, the ABC of all success. That we've got as a mantra from our good friend Maxim. Thank you so much for speaking to me. Thank you for talking to me about your amazing journey, about everything that you are doing as an entrepreneur and as a coach, and all the great work you're doing in supporting so many people. Thank you for speaking to me, and good
Thank
day.
You so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ashutosh, for having me.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast. Platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website www.tbcy.in to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.